If you visit Palm Springs, California, you may be tempted to believe this resort town was carved out of an endless desert. That is partly true, but this man will quickly show you how this valley has been home to peoples for thousands of years. We'll take a look at a piece of Palm Springs few see on this edition of the American Countryside. It may seem the spa resort and casino in Palm Springs has little to do with those who lived here hundreds of years ago. Jack Alley quickly makes the connection.
They believe that the Queen Indians came here about 2,000 years ago and they made this home because in this spa they have a hot mineral bath and the water comes out of the ground about 170 degrees in temperature. So this is a very sacred and powerful place to the Queen Indians.
There were other reasons why this group of Native Americans made what is today Palm Springs their residence.
They discovered that up in these canyons there were these large groves of palm trees, and there was a source of water there, so this is where they decided to make their home.
Jack helps lead tours of the sites important to those early peoples.
We take them up into the Minion Canyon, which is the world's largest fan palm oasis. There's only 150 natural fan palm oasis throughout the world, and we have the largest one.
The Cahuillan Indians also used the variation in nearby elevations to their advantage.
Palm Springs is about 425 feet above sea level, and we have a mountain up here called Mount San Jacinto, and it's about 10,800 feet.
While the temperature of the desert floor in Palm Springs can easily top the century mark, the surrounding area can experience a far different climate.
It's like a paradise up there. There's all kinds of trees and floral fauna. There's waterfalls. One canyon we have is Tockwitz Canyon. There's a 2-mile hike back up in there, and they have a sophisticated irrigation and reservoir system up there. They have rock houses up there, and there's a 60-foot waterfall.
Andreas Canyon is the only place in this valley where water naturally runs 365 days a year. Jack helps people understand how the first residents of this valley used their resources to make a living in a seemingly harsh environment. Traveling the countryside in Palm Springs, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.